This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 10th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. As of deadline today, there are 6 confirmed cases of New World screwworm in the U.S., 4 in cattle, 1 in a goat, and 1 in a dog. California Congressman Chip Roy says sterile male flies are the key to eliminating this pest.
You know, we're getting 100 million flies coming out of one facility, trying to get the other facility built in New Mexico. Just trying to get a sense for what they're able to do, how fast they're able to do it, and making sure that we're communicating with the people of Texas the right way. We need to get information quick. So when people have a case, that it's getting reported quickly so we can contain it.
Roy says the key to stopping the spread of the pest is simple.
We need more flies, and we need them faster. I think they're doing a lot, but I think we got to be mindful of where this could go if we're not able to contain it. And I think that's the point right now, is just trying to stay on top of it.
Officials suggest it will not be a surprise to see additional cases confirmed in the near term. Leaders of the National Milk Producers Federation are in Washington this week, spending time on Capitol Hill. Chairman Brian Rexing says they're hopeful to see congressional action to resolve labor issues on dairy farms.
I think we spent a lot of time educating a lot of the people in Congress and different all over D.C. and explaining to them the need of the dairy labor and how dairy is so much different than a seasonal farmer. You know, we're 365, and these guys working on our farms are highly skilled. You know, we've got guys that are breeding cattle. We got guys that are delivering calves and taking care of our next generation of cattle. And that comes with a lot of training and a lot of expertise. And that doesn't happen overnight. You know, I've been dairy farming for a long time, and I'm still learning. So once we've really relayed that message, and I think we've woke some people up, that we have a true opportunity to get a labor bill through that can help with dairy, and we're really hopeful. We're really hopeful, and we are glad. We're happy that some of the people in D.C. are listening to us and allowing us to explain our issues. And
Rexing says the dairy industry is thankful for the approval of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act.
That was a tremendous opportunity now for dairy to really, we got the bill passed. Now we got to get the implementation into schools, Jeff. And if we can get this product that we produce, the nourishing, the way it can nourish these kids and the health benefits of whole milk implemented, we can see really, really good opportunities for kids in schools.
Rexing says there's quite a distance between approval of legislation and actual milk in school cafeterias.
So many of these schools are under pretty tight budgets for their nutrition program, and we're all aware of that. We know whole milk has a little extra cost to it, but the benefits of it just so much outweigh what that little extra cost is. So if we could get some help with that, we think that would be just a tremendous opportunity. We want to thank G.T. Thompson. He's a true advocate for farmers, not just dairy farmers, farmers all in general, and what a benefit for children. This is a win for farmers, but it's a win-win for everyone. So we really thank him for that.
The Southern Indiana dairy farmer believes better nutrition will lead to improved school performance.
We're going to watch these kids' test scores. We're going to watch how they can benefit. A hungry mind, man, it doesn't think as well as a mind that's well fed. My wife being a teacher, she has seen that first and foremost. You know, kids that are hungry, just they can't focus. But boy, you put some nourishment in them, you can get a long way.
And in the middle of June Dairy Month, Rexing hopes consumers appreciate the work of dairy farmers across the country.
Enjoy the products that we get to produce and just realize how wholesome they are and how nutritious they are. And the benefits that dairy can provide to the body is just awesome. So there's not too many days or nights that I don't go out with a scoop of ice cream here or there and just enjoy it and know it's coming from a dairy hopefully in your area. And we're happy to produce it, and we're happy that you can consume it and enjoy it.
Finally, tomorrow's WASDE report for the USDA not expected to show much change in terms of production or carry for U.S. crops. However, world stockpiles of corn and soy could be higher, largely due to increased production in both Brazil and Argentina. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.